All right, is it possible you can be arrested for walking while distracted? And look, I'm guilty on my phone. I've done it here, almost fall down the stairs here at the station. Like, oh, I want to use the bathroom. I'm just on my phone. I'm like, oh, like, and I forget that I'm so close to the stairs.
I think unless you are caused a problem,
mm-hmm.
then how can you be arrested for being distracted? I mean, Hugs walks around distracted
without a phone
24 hours a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you caused an accident.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it could be too far. Oh, by the way, can you get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier? I have a couple questions for her.
Sure.
But this is in Redwood City, California, of course. But they are...
That's a liberal joke, by the way.
No, what? It is? No, they have just tons of restrictions there. They don't let you drive. I think you can't even talk on your cell phone while driving.
You can't do that in a lot of states. You can't do that in Maryland. You can't do that in D.C. You have to have hands-free.
Yeah, D.C. is not a state. I'm just messing with you. I know what you meant. I'm just messing with you. I have to get my things in. You're in
there
for
are
Katie.
Things outside of Greensboro. I know that's hard for you to understand,
oh,
but there are other places
yeah.
out there.
Yeah,
I went to South America, South Africa,
what
and I went to
have
Utah.
You lived in? What country have you lived in?
I've lived in the United States.
You
however,
lived in Maryland, in the state of D.C.?
Because I bleed red, white, and
no,
blue.
I was born in D.C., jerk. What I'm saying is there are other places out there that do have different rules. North Carolina is actually, I think, one of the few states that still lets you do.
No, it's the opposite. Hey,
no, it's not. I don't think so. I think a lot of
them.
Why would you have looked that up?
I don't know. No.
What?
Are you surprised, Jason?
I Googled that yesterday.
It's for ammo against Ruthie.
I looked it up because I wanted to see if it was illegal to text while being stopped, and then that came up, and it showed a handful of states that it was illegal to drive.
While talking.
Like 13 states is illegal to drive while talking, and all the rest you can.
37 that can. All right. Well, in California.
Which is about 30%, ironically. It is.
If you're unfamiliar with that, we say Josie exaggerates by at least 30%.
Well, that's not exaggerating, but it is about.
It is pretty close.
Anyways.
All right. So I was trying to do the math.
I love waking up and coming in here and not getting paid extra to cover for Katie.
Oh,
and being treated this way.
Put you on a different platform.
I love it.
All right. Officials there, though, they're backing a cell phone ban in crosswalks. So specific to crosswalks. I guess you have to be looking at it. I don't know. I guess if they see you do it. So we all love our smartphones, but they can be dangerous, says a guy on the city council there. So they banned texting and driving, of course, and now it's time, they say, to protect pedestrians. They said incidents involving cell phone users that are walking, 11,000 injuries between 2000 and 2011, according to a 2015 report. I'm sure it's going to go up because of the advances in smartphones. But yeah, there, and I believe Hawaii also has a ban on walking in crosswalks with cell phones.
I guess that's not as bad as just walking down the street per se. I mean, crosswalk, you know, is crossing the street, but I mean, and then you put other people's lives, I guess, at risk. Do you? I mean, it's your own.
I guess you're putting your because
you do, because if all of a sudden you walk right in front of a car at the last second
and slam on the brakes,
and hit you, then my life has changed.
Sure. And it could, and you know, it depends on how fast you're going, and somebody just walks in the middle of the road. I mean, it could cause lots of problems. All right, let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about smartphone zombies. That's what they're calling them in these states that are looking to do this. So in California, it's a resolution that's been passed in San Mateo County because the county doesn't control the traffic laws, because the state controls the traffic laws. They can't actually... The San Mateo County officials can't actually pass this law that they're trying to get. They're just passing a resolution urging the state of California to do this.
Okay.
And they're considering it. They're considering it because, as you said, there's been this big uptick in the number of pedestrians who are seriously injured because they walk out in front of a car because they're on their smartphone. And so the state is able, if they desire to do this, they have the authority because they can control – you know, how you use public highways or public streets. And so they can impose laws that say you have to put your smartphone away when you're in a crosswalk.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess it would be one of those things like, I guess, you know, if there was an accident, then you'd have to have witnesses just like any other quote-unquote crime that said, oh, we saw him or her staring at their smartphone while they were and walked right in front of traffic.
Well,
go ahead.
The way it's played out, so in Honolulu, Hawaii, they did this about 3 months ago. And the way it's played out after they passed this law is you actually can get a citation, which imposes a fine. So it's not a you know, it's not a serious infraction or anything. It's like kind of like getting a traffic ticket or something, or like a jaywalking that people used to actually get ticketed for, and they don't really in most areas now. So if an officer sees you do it, the officer can write up a citation and hand it to you, and you have to pay a fine.
I see.
And at the same time, it's like, okay, that's one aspect of, okay, possibly a fine to prevent people from looking at the phone in a crosswalk. But honestly, people are getting hurt besides out of crosswalks all the time being distracted. They're running into poles.
Falling down the stairs.
They're going down the sidewalk. There's plenty of other places that you can be hurt. So crosswalk is just a small little portion of it.
But you're causing accidents for other people. Like I said, down here at Natty Greens, for whatever reason, people constantly cross the street when they don't have the right of way on their phones. Pedestrians always have the right of way to an extent, but I mean, you could hurt somebody, or someone's going to swerve to miss you and hit another car. It's nonstop.
I mean, I'm all for, I mean, because I know, you know, with, you know, people in government, one of their main jobs is to keep people safe. I mean, but I do worry about, like, how far, like, oh, you
that's
can never I, have your cell phone out
in
public.
That's what I get worried about.
You could be at a park and, you know, fall down or whatever. So that's interesting. Now, this to me is even more bizarre. There was a standoff. All right, just real quick. There was a guy that had a five-hour standoff, and what he did, he climbed the roof of somebody. As far as everything I've read, he didn't know the guy. So he's on the roof. So imagine somebody on the roof of your house and has a standoff with police for 5 hours. So this guy that lived there, he was 83 years old, and he was like, I'm tired of this guy being on my roof. He went up, climbed a ladder, got on the roof, and pushed the guy off his house.
Ooh.
We have
that's
pretty amazing.
I think that's illegal.
So I have a lot of questions for Lisa about, because everything I've heard, like, he's not in trouble. As far as everything I've read, he's not. Everyone's like, he's a hero. But here's what the 83-year-old man said about pushing a guy off his roof.
My grandpa is on the roof.
Yeah, the first, I think, 8 seconds is him actually pushing the guy off the roof. You actually hear the guy hit the car.
And I was so excited, teed off. I see he's coming off my roof. I'm fixing to go up there. As soon as I get me a ladder, I'm going to the back. He's coming off. He was off on my roof, and I figured he'd been there too long, because he'd been up there at that particular time, approximately an hour long or so. I figured it's time. I'm going up there. He's coming down.
You can't be worried about my grandfather, because he's like the strongest person in our family. I mean, he keeps us all together. It wasn't a surprise to us. You know what I mean? That's Papa. That's Papa.
So if somebody's trespassing on your property and is on your roof, can you push them off?
Well, I guess you could protect your property, right?
It's a weird story.
Well, you can't. It depends on where. It depends on the circumstances and what state you're in. So where this happened in California, but actually the circumstances in this situation are a little different. It's not just because he's trespassing on your property. This guy was actually running from the police. He was involved. He was trying to evade police. Police had been chasing him for several blocks, and he climbed up on a roof and started jumping because the houses are close together. He started jumping from rooftop to rooftop. They finally got him surrounded at this guy's house. So this was kind of a police chase situation that makes it a little different, because citizens can intervene and help, you know, kind of like the old citizens arrest thing that you've heard people talk about maybe in the past.
Right.
It's okay to intervene to help in a situation like this. Also, you know, every state has a slightly different version of either the Castle Doctrine or the Stand Your Ground law. California has kind of a hybrid. But in California, if this was just someone trespassing, they have to be in your house for you to take, you know, any kind of aggressive action toward them. But this is different because of the police chase aspect of it, I think. And nobody's going to want this guy charged, because he was, I mean, they're hailing him as a hero.
Yeah, but I could see this. I could see in this country, this criminal getting out of jail and suing the grandfather for bodily harm.
Yeah, and then somebody
civil suit.
Right, and somebody would take the case. And
yeah, that's not, no, that's not going to fly for sure. That's not going to fly. These kinds of things are happening more and more, where citizens are intervening, even when it's not just on their property. There was a lot of people with the concealed carry permits. They see something going on, they get involved, and sometimes it turns violent. There was a guy that was, he ended up not being charged not long ago. There was a police stop, and the motorist started attacking the police officer and really got the best of him, was on top of him, beating him. This guy drives by and sees it. He stops. He's got his concealed carry. He warns the guy, and the police officer is actually heard on the body cam screaming, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him.
Ooh, right.
The guy's, you know, and then the guy shoots and kills the guy. You know, that guy didn't have any charges. I mean, he was intervening in a crime that he's witnessing, and he's using reasonable force. that's necessary to stop it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to look for, maybe I'll invite Jason over under false pretenses, ask to get on my roof, and then I'll push him off.
I'll support that. I can't right now.
I can't reach it.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, there's not a ladder tall enough.
Perfectly fine. In North Carolina, you're perfectly fine to do that because we have the ground.
Oh, good.
Good to know.
Excellent, Lisa. I appreciate it. This is good news. No, but seriously, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT. Or go to 107.5KZL.com.